When we're dating, the importance of romance seems very clear. It's intentional and purposeful. It moves the relationship from I'm interested to let's get married. But after the wedding, romance often becomes secondary, and our relationship moves from special to commonplace. Couples fall into routines over time, or more accurately, ruts. They get busy and start taking each other for granted. Little by little, their priorities shift and romantic gestures fade off altogether. Eventually, the couple stops engaging in activities that once brought them joy. Every relationship goes through some version of this cycle, but couples who allow it to go unchecked will lose their connection and wind up with a marriage that feels more like a business arrangement than passionate and life-giving. Nurture your relationship back to life by making time for each other. And by that, I don't mean hang out in the same room together doing separate things. I mean engage, cook a meal together, set the dinner table with candlelight, and talk about something meaningful, not work and the kids. Share something personal. Reflect on your dating years. Get in touch with what ignited the spark between you and your spouse in the first place. You can lift your marriage above the mundane. Be creative. Be thoughtful. Find ways to deepen your relationship and infuse it with renewed energy. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.